So we go out and we come into a healing school and we hear this and we repent and we ask God to forgive us, and the man of God prays for you, and the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is merciful to you and he heals you, and you get to feeling like $1 million and you're great, and 6 months now you forgot it. You're healed and you're well. And you're tempted to fall somewhere, whatever sin you were. And let's see what happens. You fall, and you have now been told what the truth was, and God was merciful, and he healed you. And then you went out and done it again. And then you come back. Now you have another need. Oh, that healing school I went to 2 years ago. Hey, I got healed over there 2 years ago. Now then I've got this same problem come back upon me. I better go back over there. Never wasn't interested in coming back to this church until he got... How many times have I had that happen? Wow. Well, they come back and I say, if I remember them, sometimes I don't. I will have to say that's one thing that Cheryl's much better than me. I pray for people and I just wipe them out of my mind. You know, I don't even try to remember. But she remembers. And so they come back 6 months or a year and a half later. She says, oh, that person there, they were here a couple of years ago. I say, what? You remember that? Yeah. Then she says, I remember they were wearing a red dress. Forget it. You know, I don't even go there. She said, oh, yeah, they've dyed their hair since then, too. Oh, Lord. Her memory is something else. But they come down the aisle, and I find out they've got the same problem. I was here 2 years ago. I had this, and now it's come back up on me. I've lost my healing. Have you ever heard somebody say that? I was healed for 6 months or a year or 2 years, and I lost my healing. Now, I'm going to take you to Hebrews 10:26 and on, and I'm going to show you. We'll start with verse 25. Hebrews 10:25, and I'm going to show you what they do wrong. I heard one guy on television preach on these verses, and he was totally in left field compared to what the Word says. And I heard two PhDs from a seminary out in New Mexico discuss these on television one time, and they were afraid to say it meant what it said because I think they was afraid they would offend somebody. But Hebrews 10:25 and on, let's see what it says. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage and warn each other, especially now that the day of his coming back again is drawing near. Now, do you think the Lord wants us to meet together on a regular basis and talk about him? So why do you hear so many people say, I don't have to go to church to serve God? I mean, do you know a large portion of the Christian church, they never, except Christmas and Easter, go to church. I mean, I can remember we had the biggest service we ever had Christmas and Easter at the Baptist church. There were people that never come until Christmas and Easter. Well, I guess they needed a little fire insurance, but I got a feeling that's not going to be good enough. Let's see what verse 26 says. Dear friends, this again is the NLT. Dear friends, if we deliberately continue sinning after we have received a full knowledge of the truth. Now, wait a minute. That guy come down here 2 years ago, and he had a venereal disease, and I got him to repent of his sexual sins and told him to never do it again. God hates that. He hates adultery. He hates fornication. And God was merciful, and he healed the guy. 2 years later, he's back and he's got the same or a worse disease. Now, let's see what happens. Let's see what could happen. Now, God can do anything he wants to at this point, but he says, if we deliberately continue sinning after we have received a full knowledge of the truth. Did I tell him the truth? God hates it. Don't do it no more. But he goes out and, of course, you know, a year, year and a half. I mean, he's wonderfully healed. You know, when people get healed, they love it. And so, hey, it's okay. God forgave me. A year and a half later, he meets some little girl, you know, and they get to going together. And he thinks, well, you know, God will understand. You know, he will understand. Maybe we're going to get married in the future. So God will understand. There is no other sacrifice that will cover these sins. That's scary, isn't it? There's no sacrifice left. Let's see what the next verse says. There will be nothing to look forward to but the terrible expectation of God's judgment and the raging fire that will consume his enemies. Now, if you happen to be one of those that has turned your back on him, and after you have received the full knowledge of the truth and you've got back into sin the second time, he says there's no sacrifice for that sin left, but a fiery judgment of God to come upon you. Somebody says, you mean God would never forgive me a second time? No, I didn't say that. Here's the way I see this. I think this is so clear. If you have a son and you tell your son to be home at 9 o'clock one night, and he's a little guy, maybe 10, 12 years old, you tell him, you go for those people, but you be home by 9 o'clock. Now, if I don't want you out in those streets after 9 with nobody. So you be home at 9 o'clock. So something happens and he don't get home till 9:30. And you say, okay, son, you were disobedient. Now then, I'm going to give you 3 licks for that, you know. But I'm going to forgive you, but don't do it again. Well, about a month later, he's forgot the 3 licks. And one of his friends wants to stay out, and so they stay out till 10 o'clock. And so when he comes in, and he says, Daddy, I'm sorry, will you forgive me? Daddy says, sure, no problem, I forgive you. But this time I'm going to give you 5 hard licks, and I'm going to put you on a place where you can't go out at all. I'm going to put you on a curfew for 6 months. You can't go nowhere with nobody for 6 months. But, Daddy, that's too hard. But he knew the truth, didn't he? So, for 6 months, he's going to suffer. Did Daddy still love him? Of course he did. Did Daddy forgive him? Yes. But did he suffer the consequences? Yes. He suffered the consequences. So he got a spanking, a heavy spanking, and he got a curfew for 6 months. Now, see, this is what God does to us. Now, then, I think this is why some people take so long to get healed. They knew what they done was wrong when they did it. Some of them. Some don't. Some don't know. But, you know, after you've been taught and you got healed, that's just like smoking. How many people do you think that smoke knows it'll bring cancer upon your body? The possibility is there. I mean, you read it on the package. Warning, smoking causes cancer. You can't get much clearer than that, can you? But they open that thing up and smoke it. And when they come to me for healing, we pray the prayer of faith for them. And sometimes God heals them instantly. And sometimes it takes 6 months or whatever. That's just like I'll use Dave as an example here. He knows his testimony. He had been born with an incurable disease, and he had had it 40 years of his life. But no doctor in the world could touch what he had. They could help him to a degree, but they couldn't cure it. And when he came to me, I told him, if you'll stop sinning and do what God says, he'll heal you. Well, Dave was just like the rest of us. He didn't know what sin was. You know, I mean, this, he'll tell you this himself. He told me on the set when we was talking about it. He'll tell you today his major sin in his own life was grumbling and complaining. You know, he didn't know. He also didn't know that whenever somebody else has a problem or a disaster or whatever, we're not supposed to gloat over their problem. See, he didn't know that. So when he was working for a big computer company, and he's told me several times, whenever they would get the contracts instead of their competitor get the contract, they'd laugh at them, see? He didn't know that was a sin. See, he didn't know that was sin. He didn't know that when you don't do that, that will bring sickness and disease upon your body. But see, he's learning those things. And as he learned those things, it took him a while to learn those things. And as he learned those things and started standing on those things and started repenting and get rid of all of his sin, well, he got healed. It took him 20 months, but he got healed. Now that he's also learned that the very first time he gets out of a love walk with somebody, it's amazing how some of that starts coming back on him. The very minute somebody else will say, well, here it comes back. I lost my healing. No, Dave's smarter than that. He says, Lord, where did I sin? What did I do? Lord, did I get out of a love walk with somebody? Then I'm not doing deeds of loving kindness for somebody. And the Lord will reveal to him he missed it somewhere. He will repent and the sickness goes away. Isn't that amazing? But see, people do not understand when God says you have to obey all of his commands all the time to walk in divine health. That's why we made the little agreement with the Lord this morning. We're going to do our best to walk without sin. I've been trying to do that anyway, but I know I hadn't made it, you know, but I'm going to work harder at that. I know if God told me to be sinless, it's a possibility that a man can walk sinless. Now, we know one man that did that, don't we? He walked on this earth as a man his entire life without one sin. Now, we all in this room have committed many sins. But as we learn the truth, now we don't have to continue to live in them sins, do we? No, we don't have to continue to live in them sins. We can live holy and obedient to God's Word. And he says if we do, that, you know, we will live a long, healthy life. I mean, a long, healthy life. See, but he says here, anyone who refuses, he said, there will be nothing to look forward to but the terrible expectation of God's judgment and the raging fire that will consume his enemies. And somebody said, well, I'm one of his children. I'm not his enemy. But if you disobey him, you are his enemy. That's where we miss it. We think the enemy is Saddam Hussein or one of them people like that. We don't realize that we as Christians can be God's enemy. But the way he looks at you, that's just like that teaching Dave done on me, wicked. The wicked. God comes to consume the wicked. When Dave found out that he could be a son of God, but the minute he gets out of a love walk with God, he's wicked in God's sight. He thought, wow, me? God, I'm wicked?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.